Ksivis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivis Bavli, Daf Mem Dalet, Vigin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei Amadeis at the Mishnah. Hagiyeris, Shiniskaira, Bita, Ima, Zimsa, Harizu Bechenek, Veina, Le Pesach Beitar Av, Veloi Mea Sela. If a woman converted with her daughter and the daughter was Mazane while she was a Nara Murasa, she receives death through strangling. There is no execution in her father's doorway, and there is no fine for Motzi Shema of 100 Zayin. Haisa Hayurasa Shod Kedusha Veleidasa Vekedusha Harizu Beskila Veina Loi Pesach Beisavi Av Veloi Mea Tzela. If her conception was not in Kedusha but her birth was in Kedusha, means her mother converted in between, she receives stoning for such a type of znus, but there is no father's doorway and there is no 100 Zayin. Haisa Hayurasa Veleidasa Vekedusha Harihi Kebas Yisrael Lechol Zoraya. If her conception and birth were in Kedusha, she is like a regular Bas Yisrael in all respects. Yesh La Av Vein La Pesach Beisa Av Neshe Pesach Beis Av Vein La Av Hare Zu Beskila. If she has a father but no doorway of her father, or her father's house has a doorway but she has no father, even so she is stoned. Ve'nema Pesach Beis Av Ela La Mitzah. Because Pesach Beis Av was only said for the Mitzah, means ideally. And the Gemara says, Ksiv Ki Hoitzi Shema Al Basilas Yisrael Yotza Zu She'ena Mi Yisrael. The Gemara says it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim Chof Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, that he has spread a false name about a Jewish virgin. This excludes a convert who is not from Yisrael. Ki hoitzi shema al basula l'rabois ha-zakiyoyres shehoitza ha-yuasa shle v'kedusha le'idasa v'kedusha te beskila. And then the phrase, because he spread a bad name about a virgin, it could have said bat Yisrael, why did it say basula? This includes a convert whose conception was not in Kedusha, but her birth was in Kedusha, that she's included for stoning. Rabba Isa Liknas, it should include her even for a fine. Leif Yochel, the answer is this cannot be. Vatani Chizkiya Kain, Mimashma Shinema, Uskalua, Elani Yodim Shihi Mesa, Makan Balema Mesa. Chizkiya says in the Brisa, if it says in the Pasuk there in Chof Aleph, Uskaluha, and he will stone her, do we not know that she dies? So why does it say va mesa and she'll die? Ella yeshlecha acheres shehi beskila vehu pator vezu zu zugi eres shehaisa hayurasa shel kedusha leidasa bekedusha shtei beskila. The answer is, there's another case that she is stoned and he is exempt from a fine if he lied. Who is this? It's a convert whose conception was not in kedusha, but her birth was in kedusha, that she is stoned. Ksiv ki ikach ish isha uvaaleh usnea. It says in the Pasuk there, Pasuk Yugimel, when a man will take a woman and you have relations with her and he will hate her, he is liable only if he entered chuppah with her and had relations and claimed that she had no basulim. And the Gemara suggests, quotes the Pasuk in Pasuk Yudalad there, and he makes libelous charges against her, perhaps even if he accuses her that she burned the food. Nema kan alilas tvorim, lemato nema alilas tvorim, ma alilas tvorim, lemato an znus, after malam znus. And the Gemara rejects that. It says over here, alilas tvorim, which is libelous charges, and it says libelous charges below in this parsha, just like there, it was referring to znus, where it says, v'loi matzasi la basulim, that he didn't find her to be a virgin, must be because she was adulterous. Also above, it refers to znus. He ma alilas tvorim, shelematon, the Gemara asks, perhaps just like the Alilas Dvarim below is a claim that she was adulterous in the place of Basulim, also here, it's only if her husband had relation with her Kadaka. What's the source that Moshe Shema applies even if he had a different relation with her means Shulei Kadaka? As it says, and gives her a bad name, meaning in any case. And the Pasuk there also in Yud Dalad says, and he says, I took this woman and when I came to her, this excludes Yud, which is one who bought an Amma Evriya, or he or his son married her, initially she was not taken for a wife. Lakachti, I took her. Prat le Shemeth Yavam, Lakachti, Prat la Usa. It excludes a Shemeth Yavam because he did not choose to marry her. And Lakachti also excludes an Arusa if he had relations with her and accused her during Erusin. Lakachti par liyudin amavyona filikumanda amamishar ishoina yitin kesu liyudin. We said that Lakachti excludes Yud. Avyona said, even according to the opinion that from the beginning the master gives money for Yud, and if he would marry later, the money would be Kesef Kiddushin. Lekachti Pat Lev Shemes Yavam, Lois Seif Dover, Commissioner Rishoina, Shemitzes Yibam, Kodemus Lemitzes Chalitza, Lafilim Commissioner Achrina, Shemitzes Chalitza, Kodemus Lemitzes Yibam. Lekachti excludes the Shemes Yavam. It's not only like the Mishnah Rishoina, which says the Mitzvah Yibam has precedence over the Mitzvah Chalitza, so it's as if Shemayim decreed that he marry her, but even according to the Mishnah Achrina, the later teaching, which says that Mitzvah Chalitza has precedence over Mitzvah Yibam, and he himself decided to marry her. Lekachti Pat Lausa Vekoveleha. Lekachti excludes Lausa. We learn from Vekoveleha that I came to her. This hints that he already came close means through Nesuin. V'lomatsasi labasulim v'chashleim Hashem matza v'ibed. The Gemara asks, when he says v'lomatsasi labasulim, I did not find that she had signs of her virginity, why should he be believed? We should be concerned lest he found and got rid of them. Shehibi abal edim shezinus oida b'veis aviyah. He brought the answer. He brought witnesses that she was mezana while still in her father's house. Ve'ele b'sulei biti v'chashleim Hashem adam sipohu. And the pasuk says, and these are the signs of virginity of my daughter. Why should he be believed, his father? We should be concerned. Let it be the blood of a bird which resembles dam basulim. Shehevi ha'av edim lazim edei habal. The answer is, what happens really is that the father brought witnesses to disprove the husband's witnesses. And with Yosi Rabun, ha'pasha azu yesh ba'edim v'zim mehem v'zim mezim mehem. So Yosi Rabun says that this pasha has witnesses and those that disprove them. And those that disprove them. Habal oime haray edim shezinsa v'beis avir v'hevi ha'av edim lazim edi abal v'hevi abal edim lazim edi av. We find because the husband says here are witnesses that she was mezana in her father's house. The father brought witnesses to disprove the husband's witnesses, and the husband brought witnesses to disprove the father's witnesses. Im emes haya hadova, if the matter was true, means that it was found like the husband initially claimed. Some teach that this phrase, if the matter is true, when the father did not find witnesses to disprove the husband's witnesses. Ufasa are similar, hakol mashal. The Vaita says in the Sifri that Ufasa are similar and he will spread out the garment. It's all a parable, they will make the matter as clear as the sheet. It does not refer to the sheet on which they have relations. Tani uvishmol, ze'echa mishlesha, Mikriyot Shenemu Batera Vamashal. The Brisa says from Rabbi Shmuel, this is one of three Sukkim said in the Torah as a parable, and we'll now see the other two. Hem Yokum Yisalech Bachutz Al Mishantoi Menakeh Amakeh Chi Al Saldaitcha Shihei Zeh Mahalech Bashuk V'Haloi Ne'erag Al Yodov. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Shmoyis Pek Chof Aleph Pasuk Yudtes. In discussing when one person hurt another, it says, if the victim, if he gets up and walks about outside on his support, then the assailant shall be cleared. Did you think that the victim is walking in the market and this one is killed due to striking him? Elemao amishantoi alburio. Rather, what's the phrase amishantoi, which rather than it means on his support, it means in his health, means like he walked as he was before he was hit. Imzoch ha-shemesh olav tamaloi v'chi olav levadoi ha-chama zirachas. And we have another pasuk there in Shmoyis Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Beis, which discusses a ganav who tunnels into someone else's house, and it says there, if the sun shone upon him, it's as if he has blood. Does the sun shine only on him? Ela ma zichas hashemesh miyuchedes shehi shalom v'chol bayi olam avze bezman shehu yodeh shehu shalom v'menu v'hal goy ha'ezeh chayev. The answer is rather, just like shining of the sun is shalom for everyone in the world, also this thief tunneling into the house, when the owner of the house knows that there is shalom from him, and he nevertheless killed him, then the owner of the house is liable. Tani Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer Yomu Hadvarim Kiksavam. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov taught in the Brisa that matters should be said like they are written. They're not really a parable. This is the continuation of the Brisa and the Sifri we had earlier. Mao Yomu Hadvarim Kiksavam. What does the matter should be said like they are written actually mean? Am Reb Yosi Rebun La'olam Ein Echayv Ad Yichnois V'Yivol V'Yitoin Tanas Masulim. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answers, really, he's not liable until he enters chuppah with her, has relations and claims that she had no basulim. Ufasa simla, loiseshtava ufasa simla, ela ad, she is chavu hadvorim kasimla. And ufasa simla, spreading out the sheet, is not enough that they spread the sheet, rather, it's until they make the matter as clear as a sheet. I mean, the Elizabeth Yaakov agrees that it's a parable for getting total clarity, but he holds that the Torah used this parable due to the simple meaning, means spreading the sheet on which they had relations. The teacher of the parasha applies only if he had relations with her. And it should say, Amar Asi, La'olam, Ein Ha'idim Niskalim, V'lay Abal Leikev, V'lay Noisen, Me'asela, Ad Sheyomu, Imanu, should say, Ha'yu, B'makom Ploini, V'abal, Sachwam, La'ed, Eidus Sheker. The Vasi says that witnesses are not stoned and the husband is not lashed and does not pay 100 slayim until the people disproving the witnesses say that the witnesses of this nurse were with us in a certain place at the time when they claim to see what happened, and the husband hired them to give false testimony. Amu imanu, which say hayu b'makom ploini, amu habal sachwan la'ed eidus sheker. If the ones who disproving or disproving the Edim said that you were with us in a certain place, but they didn't say that the husband hired them to give false testimony, what's the law? Rav Yosi Rabun, quoting Rish Lakish, answered, it says here, Loshen of Summa, Vesamla Alil of Drohim, and it says also Summa, Loisa Simun Alav Neshech, that you shouldn't place a requirement to pay interest on a loan. Just like Summa there is referring to money, also Summa here is referring to money, it means he hired them, if not, he's exempt. Ratani loy oma le'idim bo reiduni, ela hein bo me'elehen, hu ein aleike ve'einoi nesen me'asela, ela oi hi, oizem me'a, magdim le'beis haskila. The Gemara asked the question from the Baisa, if the husband didn't say to the witnesses, come and testify for me, rather they came and testified by themselves, he's not lashed and he does not give 100 sela. Rather, she or the witnesses who plotted against her, if they were disproved, go promptly to the place of stoning. And we can infer that he's exempt because he didn't say, but if he said so, even if he didn't hire them, it's as if he hired them and he's liable. If the father brought two sets of witnesses, one said, you were with us in the place Ploini, and one says the husband hired them to give false testimony, obviously the one that says, you were with us in the place Ploini, are stoned if they're disproved, and the one that says the husband hired us to give, hired them to give testimony, false testimony, are lashed and give 100 seller. And Rav Yosi Rabun, v'loi al yadei elu, should say, v'al yadei elu, loike v'noifen, and the Yosi Rabun rejects that it's not through these witnesses and through these that the husband is lashed and gives 100 selah. We can't obligate the latter, for the testimony alone won't suffice. Rather, the latter are lashed due to the issa of giving loisana reyacha echake, the pasuk that prohibits giving false testimony, but they don't pay due to being disproven. Rabun Bachir by Kaim Reb Zira, Hevi ha'av edim la'avim edi aval huzmu edi av. You say loikim v'noisnim me'asela v'shloisha v'edim niskalim v'esim v'shloisha. The Gemara asked Rabun Bachia after Vizera, if the father brought witnesses to disprove the husband's witnesses and the father's witnesses were disproven, are they lashed and give 100 selah even if the disproof was through three judges, but the witnesses are stoned only through 23? Amalei ilo lo huzmu edi av lo nimsa habal loike v'noisnim me'asela v'shloisha. If they were answered, yes, if the father's witnesses were not disproven, wouldn't the husband be lashed and give 100 slayim through 3, and the husband's witnesses are stoned through 23? So if they were hold that there are two separate judgments, therefore 3 suffice for the lashes and the money. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rio, says it's all one judgment, we need 23 for the lashes and the money.